Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, here's what we know. In the story that I'm about to tell you, somebody lied, and more than likely lied under oath. Now, Lindsey Graham, Senator Graham, is firing back after the Hunter Biden prosecutor refutes the IRS whistleblower, saying this: "I don't trust the Department of Justice." David Weiss told Lindsey Graham he has never been denied the authority to bring charges in any jurisdiction in a letter that was released on Monday. I want you to hear what he had to say to Sean Hannity about this, and then we're going to compare it to the new news that we have on this story. Now, this is significant because somebody is lying, and more than likely they lied under oath.
So this is an important moment here. Here's what I can tell you without any doubt. When it comes to the Department of Justice, I don't trust them. They got to come forward under oath and testify. So here's what the whistleblower has said, the group of whistleblowers, that Hunter Biden got the benefit of the doubt, unlike anybody they've ever seen, and they've been there for decades, that every time there was a question, it wound up being in Hunter Biden's favor. They claim that Mr. Weiss, the U.S. attorney from Delaware, sought special counsel status and was denied that status, and that he wanted to bring charges in D.C. and California, but he was told no. So what did I do? I wrote Mr. Weiss and said, what's the deal here? Did you ask for special counsel status? He told me in the letter he had a discussion about it, but he was sure he could get it if he needed it, and he never really answered the question. The second thing that he said in the letter back to me was he never went to D.C. or California for more serious charges. He was never rebuffed by those jurisdictions. But here's the big one. I asked him about the 1023. Remember the 1023 report? If it had not been for Senator Grassley, we would never known that there was an accusation that Hunter and Joe Biden both were involved in a bribery scandal involving Burisma, the giant gas company, in Ukraine. That 1023 investigative report was found by Senator Grassley. It was redacted. He got the redactions lifted. And we now know a credible source for the FBI, literally on their payroll, claims that there were conversations up to 15 between Hunter and Joe Biden regarding a gas company official in the Ukraine. Here's what Mr. Weiss said. I cannot tell you about that accusation because it's part of a criminal investigation. That's one of two things. That they're still looking at Hunter Biden for additional charges. I don't believe that. They don't want to tell me what happened to the 1023 investigation. And I can tell your audience, you're all going to know what happened. Did they sweep it under the rug? Did they investigate and find out it was fraudulent? I want to know what happened to the accusations regarding Hunter Biden and Joe Biden taking bribes in Ukraine. I did not get that answer in this letter. I'm not going to stop until I find out how that accusation was disposed of.
Now, the reason why we're starting to have some success now with getting answers is because there are many people that have had enough. Lindsey Graham is just one example of that. And then we're starting to find out about even more corruption. Let me talk about some of that corruption real quick so that you understand just how bad it's gotten. I'll give you another example of this. You've got the Hunter Biden prosecutor, Leslie Wolf, who's now under fire for alleged interference. Wolf is accused by a whistleblower of letting politics interfere with the investigation into the Biden crime family. Now, this is a top prosecutor on the team that was supposed to be investigating Hunter Biden. He is now facing serious scrutiny and allegations that she, quote, limited questioning and limited inquiries about President Biden, as well as blocked search warrants because she was worried about the quote unquote optics during the probe. I want you to hear what Jonathan Turley had to say about this on Fox.
I just want remind viewers from a week ago, Weiss, the prosecutor out of Delaware, sent a letter to Jim Jordan, and he seemed to outline his defense in four different parts. You have seen that letter. Do you have questions about the letter, or do they satisfy you? And then I'll ask you specifically about two.
Well, no, there's nothing to be satisfied with because there's no answers in the letter. That is what Weiss is saying is I was given this authority, but doesn't deal with the specific allegations of these whistleblowers. We have numerous witnesses and other witnesses who are named in these accounts who were present at a meeting where Weiss allegedly said that he was not the final decision maker, that he had tried to become a special counsel, was denied, and they were also told that the charges were attempted in California, D.C., but rebuffed by those U.S. attorneys. That's in direct and irreconcilable conflict with what has been said by Attorney General Garland. What Weiss is saying is I was given this authority, and so he's got an answer to these discrepancies. But the problem that Weiss has is that the case itself is just a glaring mountain of contradiction. I mean, the Justice Department seemed to let the statute of limitations run. And some of us wrote columns before that date and said, why are you doing this? The statute's about to run. These whistleblowers are saying that it did appear to be intentional, that there was an agreement that more serious charges could be brought against Hunter, and those were scuttled.
Okay, so you've got Weiss, you got Merrick Garland, and he got the whistleblower Shapley. He was on with Brett on the 28th of June. Listen here.
We weren't allowed to ask questions about Dad. We weren't allowed to ask about the big guy. We weren't allowed to include certain names and document requests and search warrants. So, we were precluded from following that line of questioning.
Now, you let's just hit pause here for a second. So, this IRS whistleblower is saying, we were told we couldn't say any of these things. We couldn't ask any of these things. We couldn't talk about any of these things. If it dealt with Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, James Biden, the Biden crime family, suspicious activity reports, the amount of money coming in for different people that directly connected to the president of the United States of America, we were not allowed to talk about it, investigate it, and or go there. This on top of the fact that the pressure is now building on the assistant U.S. attorney, Leslie Wolf, following the release of this whistleblower testimony from these IRS officials involved in the probe of Hunter Biden, one of which you just heard from, who say this investigation was improperly influenced solely on the issue of politics. The whistleblower you just heard from, who was the supervisor of the investigation at the IRS, said that, quote, at every stage, quote unquote, of the Hunter Biden probe, decisions were made that had the effect of benefiting the president's son, period. Shapley made a number of damning allegations that casted serious doubt over the legitimacy of this investigation and lobbed critical accusations at Wolf. According to Shapley, Wolf worked to, quote, limit questioning. You just heard him say that. Related to President Biden. And apparent references to Biden as Dad or the big guy. Nope, you can't say it, can't do it, can't go there. Wolf allegedly said there was, quote, no specific criminality to the line of questioning, saying, in other words, all right, you say there's a crime, there's not. You're not allowed to do any of this related to President Biden or Hunter Biden. And the IRS whistleblower said this is what upset the FBI. And that's why they said you can't do it. In October of 2020, by the way, Wolf also reviewed an affidavit now being accused of for a search warrant of Hunter Biden's residence and agreed that probable cause had been achieved, Shapley testified. However, Shapley said Wolf ultimately would not allow a physical search warrant on the president's son because of the optics. Shapley said Wolf determined there was enough probable cause for the physical search warrant there, but the question was whether the juice was, quote, worth the squeeze. This is the second person now that's confirmed this happened, and the response from Wolf that was, no, we're going to play politics, period. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Patriot Mobile. They are now offering a performance guarantee. If you're not happy with your coverage, you can switch between the three major carriers for free. Yeah, Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage on the best G4 and G5 networks, the same network and towers you're using right now. The difference is not only do you get the same great quality that you're used to, but they actually are a company that fights to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. So this year, resolve to stop spending your money with companies that don't align with your values. In fact, actually fight against what you believe in. Switch to Patriot Mobile. You'll be supporting First and Second Amendment groups, the rights of unborn children, and even helping with adoptions. It is easy to switch. Call them right now. Or go online to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Or call them 878-PATRIOT. You're going to get free activation with the offer code Ferguson. That's 878-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. I want to get back to another part of this that is continuing to unravel for the Biden White House when it comes to their corruption and the money coming in from all over the world from the shadiest people. Biden DOJ is also now fighting back against another whistleblower, Gal Luft. We played you, last week, the entire video that was put up by Gal Luft. It was on Friday, I'm pretty sure. Go back, listen to that podcast if you want to hear what Gal Luft said in his own words. And now what they've decided to do since that whistleblower video came out is they've now decided to charge him, not Hunter Biden, with FARA violations. Yeah, the U.S. Department of Justice has indicted Gal Luft, the whistleblower in the Biden family scandals, for, quote, failing to comply with the Foreign Agents Registration Act. They've never indicted Hunter Biden for the same exact thing which Hunter Biden did clearly through his own text messages and emails. Luft is on the run. He's on the run abroad from charges of arms trafficking, which he denies. He says he met with the FBI about corruption involving Joe Biden and his son Hunter, but they never followed up after they met. Luft is currently sought by Republicans on the House Oversight Committee as a potential witness. As a fugitive, Luft alleges his testimony to the committee would show the Biden family received money from CEFE, China Energy Company, an entity linked to the Chinese Communist Party. He also claims the Bidens had a mole inside the FBI who shared information to the benefit of the family business, directly getting money from China for intel from the FBI mole. Luft, who claims he is a fall guy now, said he gave the incriminating evidence of Biden family wrongdoing to the FBI and the DOJ in Brussels all the way back in March of 2019 in a secret meeting. But U.S. authorities covered up the meeting, he alleges. Luft spoke to the New York Post last week about the claims that he was indicted, and then he was indicted just days later. Now, it's complicated for Gal. He's a dual citizen of the U.S. and Iran. He's accused now of working with others to advance the people's interests of China without registering as a foreign agent, something that clearly Hunter Biden did and has never been charged for. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office of the Southern District of New York, the 57-year-old agreed to recruit and pay a high-ranking U.S. official, they're now claiming, in 2016. They're saying he conspired with the official, who was an advisor to then-President-elect Donald Trump, to support policies, quote-unquote, related to China. As alleged, Galluft, a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen and co-head of a Maryland think tank engaged in multiple serious criminal schemes, is what the U.S. attorney, Williams, said in a statement, saying, quote, he subverted foreign agent registration laws, something that Hunter Biden, James Biden, and all the other Bidens have done, in the United States of America to seek to promote Chinese policies by acting through a former high-ranking U.S. government official. Saying he acted as a broker in deals for dangerous weapons and Iranian oil. And he told multiple lies about his crimes to quote-unquote law enforcement. Now, though Luft faces far charges, critics note that Hunter Biden has never been charged with the same despite acting as a representative clearly for foreign companies and foreign officials. What we also know is the evidence of contacts of Hunter Biden with various government officials continues to grow. Yet the DOJ still was incapable of finding a single violation of FARA as a foreign agent's prosecutorial discretion or willful blindness, is how Jonathan Turley put it when talking about this issue. Ironically, the charges facing Luft allege that he worked for the same company, CEFE, China Energy Company, the same company the Bidens are believed to have been doing business with to the tune of millions of dollars. But only Luft thus far has been charged under FARA, not the kingpin and not Hunter Biden. So let's go back to another question. Yesterday, a man was indicted for violating the Foreign Agents Registration Act by working without registration for a company called CEFE China. This is a question asked the National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan. I want you to hear Jake Sullivan's response to this question and how uncomfortable he is knowing that they've indicted this man while at the same time looking the other way when it comes to the issue of Hunter Biden.
Yesterday, U.S. Attorney from the Southern District of New York indicted a man named Galluft for violating the Foreign Agents Registration Act by working without registration for a company called CEFC China Energy. The president's son and brother worked at the same firm without registration. And the president was invoked in that infamous shakedown text message receiving the transfer of $5 million to the Biden family. The president allegedly met with their business partners, was penciled in for a 10% cut, and was listed as a participant on a call about an attempt by U.S. natural gas by CFC. What's the White House's take on the potential FARA liability for the first family of the president here?
I've not seen that and can't comment on it. Yep.
There it is. I've not seen that and I can't comment on it. So I'm just going to move on. I don't believe, by the way, for a second, just to be clear, that Jake Sullivan is telling you the truth. I believe that Jake Sullivan is lying. I believe that Jake Sullivan absolutely knows about this and knows that he was indicted and knows all of this. Biden, by the way, also on the international stage, and this is engulfing the international headlines, cannot go anywhere without being instructed where to go and what to do. Today, he was told to sign his signature. After he sat down at the table, he didn't know what to do, so they had to say, you got to sign your signature. He said, my signature? Like, what other signature would you write down? This is another example of how bad the cognitive decline of the President of the United States of America actually is right now. Now, there's one other thing about this that you need to understand. And that is that not only does the president not seem to know what he's saying or doing, but we know that the money is still flowing into the Biden family. How is that even possible? It's because the media refuses, and you have, again, a Justice Department that refuses to do their job. They keep looking the other way. If any of you can translate what Joe Biden had to say last night, I'll give you $100. Listen.
Included groundbreaking Asian Americans like Vera Wang and Joan Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga Kawawa.
I don't know what he's saying. Neither does Joe Biden. That's your president of the United States of America. And that's now what he is saying right now. This is it. This is what he's saying. So you ask about the man being indicted for violating the Foreign Agents Registration Act, working without registration for the exact same damn company that Joe Biden, James Biden worked for, CFE Energy China, where they each got millions of dollars from them, including a $5 million shakedown. And the president's son worked for the same damn firm without registration. And what's the White House take? The National Security Advisor says, you heard it. I've not seen that and cannot comment on that. Let that sink in. This is the world that we're living in right now. I want to go back to Jonathan Turley and the point that Jonathan was making, and I want you to listen carefully to what he has to say, because he's spot on in his take about all of this as he describes it here.
Okay, so you had two government officials on one side, and you got this whistleblower now came public. Weiss said, I've been granted ultimate authority over this matter, including responsibility for deciding where and when and whether to file charges. And I guess, Professor, to you, who's lying? And how do we figure that out?
Well, that's a good question, because... Well, you know, the whistleblowers referred to an AUSA named Wolf, and she supposedly told them, don't ask about the big guy, resisted efforts to look into storage units, and is even accused of tipping off the Biden team. Now, we don't have any confirmation of that. We haven't heard from this AUSA, but I would find it strange that an AUSA would take it upon herself to set those types of parameters. They had to come from someone. And so Congress has every reason to get the answers here. Weiss didn't answer them, and so they need to force those answers. Okay. Now, he just missed this deadline. I think Congress is going to give him a little bit of time, but Congress is not going away. These questions need to be answered. It could not be more serious in terms of what's being alleged here. It's a deprivation, a total abridgment of the rule of law, okay, if these allegations are true.
Last question then. Hunter Biden's in court at the end of July, right? I think it's July 26th. I'm not sure of the date. Do you think Republicans in the House can bring Shapley for a public hearing and or force Weiss to appear prior to that date?
Well, the question on the whistleblowers, I think, is yes, they probably can bring the whistleblowers in. The Department of Justice is going to resist. They're going to keep on saying it's an ongoing investigation, which is highly ironic because they extended this investigation so long, they ran out of time. So the statute of limitations ran on some of these crimes. And now they're doing it again, saying, well, it's ongoing. Give us some more time. But after that plea comes down, it's going to get harder and harder to convince a court because the Congress is investigating them. It's not trying to relitigate this case. It's investigating the FBI. It's investigating the IRS. It's investigating the Biden administration.
No, it's a bigger deal.
A much bigger deal, as he described it there. Let me also tell you about our friends at Augusta Precious Metals. Have you been saving a long time for retirement? Well, if you have, you've probably been really stressed out over the last year with interest rates have been skyrocketing, inflation issues, bank failures, and people that have actually lost some money in their retirement accounts. If you aren't invested and diversified in gold, you should check out Augusta Precious Metals. Augusta Precious Metals, they're just different. They'll even tell you if a gold IRA isn't your answer. They give you the facts about gold and precious metals. It's all about protecting your IRA and protecting your 401k in this crazy economy. And it's so important if you're in retirement or close to retirement because there's no time to make up losses. Now, if you've had those losses, you know what I'm talking about. So if you've saved $100,000 or more, take a look at their free guide that they'll send you, and they'll do a one-on-one conference with you to talk about your financial portfolio. Both are filled with economic insights, and their gold IRA info will give you peace of mind of knowing that, hey, you can protect your hard-earned dollars. 877, the number 4, Gold IRA. That's 877. The number 4, Gold IRA, or visit AugustaPreciousMetals.com. That's AugustaPreciousMetals.com, or 877, the number 4, Gold IRA.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Let me also say this. The White House is trying to figure out their best way to navigate this, and apparently they think that's just saying nothing at all. Biden aides are now refusing to comment on the First Family FARA exposure, possible violations after an American who knows them was charged for work with the same Chinese firm. The White House refusing on Tuesday and Wednesday to discuss potential legal exposure to President Biden, the first son Hunter, and the first brother James Biden after a U.S. citizen was criminally charged for working as an unregistered agent at the same Chinese firm that paid the Biden family millions of dollars. What's the White House take on potential foreign agents registration acts liability for the first family and the president was the question asked to the White House National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, at the NATO summit in Lithuania. I've not seen that and cannot comment on that. White House Press Secretary, to follow that up, who took reporters' questions after Sullivan, refused to provide additional comment or respond to an email inquiry as well that came afterwards from reporters. So how is it that Gelluft was charged by the Manhattan U.S. Attorney's Office for violating FARA by accepting from CFE Energy at least $700,000, but the guys in the Biden family who took millions of dollars have never been charged with the same crimes? It's called a cover-up. Now, I also want you to hear what Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, had to say when he was asked about these IRS whistleblowers coming forward and the lack of transparency coming from the prosecutor in this case. Listen carefully.
Weisbo has said he can't talk about it because it's an ongoing investigation.
Well, he's going to have to.
And what are you going to do to compel them? Are you going to...
I think you cannot sit back and hide behind and have an attorney general say one thing. You say something else in private. What do you have to hide? Wouldn't you, first and foremost, why would you wait so long to respond even? If you knew this was a question, if you knew because of the attorney that you were, because you worked for the attorney general and others, and that it would rise to such a constitutional question, why would you step out the first day and say, I got nothing to hide, let's talk about what was said. This was right or this was wrong. Why do you want to mince words inside a letter itself and be delayed? That just raises more issues. I believe the committees will do their work and will bring people in and we'll get to the bottom.
So let's just recap the facts here for a second. Gelluft worked with the Bidens. Gelluft is on the run. Gelluft was paid by CFE far less than the Bidens were ever paid from this Chinese Communist Party-linked energy company that's now defunct. The Bidens didn't just do business with CFE, they actually partnered with CFE. In fact, Joe and Hunter Biden plan to have office space with CFE. We have suspicious activity reports that have been logged against the Bidens. And we now have copies of those bank records that show that CFE wired not hundreds of thousands like they did to Gayle, but millions and millions of dollars to the Bidens, including the shakedown. My father's sitting next to me. I better get the money tonight. $5 million. And they got it within a week. We're also, we know that there's a difference here. Gayle shared info with the FBI on the Bidens and CEFE. And the Bidens have lied about it from the very beginning. Take a listen to what James Comer had to say on Laura Ingraham's show about this, and listen to what he says about where they're going to go moving forward.
Congressman Comer, today in the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York, they announced charges against Gal Luft, who claims to have provided the FBI with information on the Biden family's business dealings in China. He says he's not a Republican or a Democrat. He was just concerned about a potential president of the United States having such incredible conflicts or perhaps be compromised. So, Congressman Comer, your reaction to the timing of that indictment?
Well, the timing is always coincidental, according to the Democrats at the Department of Justice. Look, here's what I know about Gal Luft. He was getting paid, like the Bidens, from CEFC. We want to speak with everyone that we can find who was also on the payroll of CEFC, like the Bidens. And anyone who says we shouldn't take Gal Luft's allegations seriously discounts the fact that the Bidens wanted to share office space with CEFC, even going so far as to saying they wanted, that Hunter wanted to make an extra set of keys for both Joe Biden, Jill Biden, and the president's brother, Jim Biden. So this company that Gal Luft was working for, who he was getting paid for, is the same company that the Bidens not only were getting paid for, they were also sharing office space with. So we definitely want to hear more about these allegations, and we want to see the notes from the FBI meeting. They sent six FBI agents, according to Gal Luft, to Brussels to interview him. I mean, obviously, they were concerned about something he had to say. There's some level of credibility there. So there are a lot of questions here, and it's just amazing the Department of Justice moved so quickly against some people. But then, Laura, the ultimate irony is one of the charges they levied against him was not being a registered foreign agent, which is the main thing that we've said the Bidens were all along, unregistered foreign agents.
Unregistered foreign agents. So there it is. You have all these individuals involved. You have all of this money coming in. And the guy who whistleblows is the guy who they shut down. The guy who whistleblows is the guy they say, no. Right? Right? I mean, the guy who comes forward, they say, we're going to hunt you down and we're going to arrest you. That's what we are going to do. It's disgusting. All right. Lastly, I do have to bring up something else, and it's just something in the sports world that I want to put on your radar screen. The PGA Tour is merging and talks to merge in this merger with the LIV Tour. There are people that are saying it's probably shouldn't happen. Senator Josh Hawley, Homeland SEC Investigative Subcommittee, was questioning the PGA Tour executives about this merger with LIV, which is the Saudi group. Now, there's a lot of people raising their hands going, why the crap does Congress care about a merger in golf? We can debate that in a moment. But there was an interesting part where Senator Josh Hawley, Republican from Missouri, asked a question to the PGA chief operating officer about this merger. And I want you to hear this. This is, again, hysterical. Our government is focused on this right now, and you get to decide if you think it's worth it or not. Take a listen.
Let's talk a little bit about your lobbying activity as it relates to the Saudi deal. Public reports say that you paid lobbyists last year in one quarter of the year, six figures or more, as to lobby Congress on the Saudi Golf League proposals. What was that related to?
Senator, we went to members of Congress as we faced a very threat to our existence to make them aware of what the Public Investment Fund was attempting to do through its operations of the LIV Golf Series.
And so make Congress aware and ask for what? What did you want this body to do?
We, Senator, anything that the Congress could do within its power to help preserve an American institution.
But this is before you agreed to take $1 billion from the same people that you were lobbying against a year ago.
Senator, we faced a choice. One was to allow professional golf to be taken over and operated by the Public Investment Fund of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. The second was to allow the PGA Tour to continue to lead it in accordance with our mission and our values for the benefit of our players and charity.
Now, I do love the hypocrisy here, and I love that senators on both sides of the aisle are grilling the tour executives about the impending merger with Saudi Golf and showing just how ridiculous they are, contrasting their posture a year ago towards LIV to where they are today in this merger and the, you know, billions of dollars that are trading. But I also have to ask the question, why the hell are you caring this much about that when we have the Biden crime family that's taking massive bribes and is compromised by the biggest adversaries of the United States of America? That's my problem with this. That's the part that's the most frustrating to me. It makes me angry. And I think most people understand why. Make sure you share a podcast with your family and friends. Like our podcast. Hit that follow button so you get every single episode. And I will see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.